Welcome to News for Thought, and today I will be updating you on the state of sexual assault in Australia. Trigger warning. If topics of sexual assault cause any sort of discomfort for you, you may like to pause and skip this episode. Sexual assault is a prominent issue in Australia in 2021. And this was shown when a former media advisor who had worked in Parliament House, Brittany Higgins, spoke up about her experience with sexual assault. With the case of Brittany Higgins highlighting a prominent issue of sexual assault in Australia.
Did you at any point in that evening, to the best of your knowledge, indicate to him that you were in any way interested in him romantically or sexually?
No, not at all.
So once you passed through security, where did you go?
We went up the lift into Minister Reynolds' suite. I remember that he was taking a really long time with something. And so I got to the point where I don't know if he guided me there or if I went there myself, but I ended up laying down and passing out on the minister's couch.
Was there sexual intercourse going on?
Yeah, I woke up mid-rape, essentially. I don't know why I knew he was almost finished, but I'd felt like it had been going on for a while, or that he was almost done. He was sweaty. I couldn't get him off of me. At this point, I started crying.
What did you say to him?
I told him to stop.
Did he?
No.
Brittany also said that she feared that she would lose her job if she spoke about the incident, therefore making her feel silenced. Brittany's statement shook Australia, and it also made other victims feel like they could speak up too. So, they did. Since Higgins spoke out, four other women have come forward to local media outlets accusing the same minister of sexual assault or harassment. A survey of Australians aged 16 and over in 2017 found that 11% of participants believed that women were probably lying if they didn't report being sexually assaulted right away. A different survey reported that 1 in 6 women and 1 in 25 men had been sexually assaulted in the 12 months before the survey was taken in 2017. To put that in perspective, that is roughly 1.6 million women and 385,000 men. That's a lot of people. The same research has also found that people in minority groups and disadvantaged groups are more likely to be sexually assaulted. Would it shock you to know that these stats and facts come from a paper that is written and listed as an Australian government paper? Under the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Once they knew about this, not much happened. Not much changed. So, this is a call to young people, women and men, to speak up even when you are scared. Because if we don't, more people will turn a blind eye to the sexual assault crisis and it will only get worse. Please use your voice. You have it for a reason.